Philip Phillips is Pastor Brandon coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Pastor Brandon Live broadcast. We thank you for joining us this evening. We thank you for tuning in, for those of you that are and will be tuning in, and keep me in prayer. I don't know what's going on. I'm kind of coughing a little bit, kind of cleared my throat a little bit more as usual, so please keep me in prayer as for teaching and preaching today and on our live broadcast. And anyways, just wanted to thank you all for those who be tuning in. We love you, appreciate you, and we thank you so much for just being able to take your time to watch, because there's just about a million other things you could be doing, but you decided to tune in, so we appreciate you. Just wanted to kind of remind everybody, Pastor Ron, Pastor Friend, that I'm friends with him on Facebook, wanted me to let you know that he's having a Pastor Ron in his church will be having his homecoming on August 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And they will be having services on Friday night at 7 p.m., Saturday night at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 10:30, and Sunday afternoon at 2. They will also have dinner on the church in between Sunday services. Their singers will be Elmore's from West Plains, Missouri, the Harvilles from Gotham, Alabama, and the 11th Hour from Nashville, Tennessee. And if you guys can go and make it, Pastor Ron and his family would like to greet you at his church at Church of Many Blessings. If you're wondering what their address is, it's 217 East College Street, Fredericktown, Missouri. And so, just want to encourage you guys, if you guys can go and go to Pastor Ron's church during 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Boy, that's coming up here. Boy, that homecoming is coming up for them and a few other churches. That's coming up here next weekend. So it's not today, but it's a week from today. So if you guys can make it to his church, whether by distance or you know, just even short, or, you know, if you guys can drive over there, or, you know, Pastor Ron and his family would love to meet you and greet you. They would love to see you there at his homecoming. If you can't make it and can't go there, they're going to be streaming live on Facebook. So feel free to watch the live streaming. And I'm sure he would appreciate that. He, Pastor Ron, wants to minister the gospel to others. They'll have good preaching, good food, and he's just an all-around great man of God, and a person who just has a heart for the lost. Amen. So, anyways, that's kind of my I don't know what you call it. I guess short. I don't know. It's. I hate to say short, not preview, but there's the information. Anyway, I can't talk today. I apologize, but it's basically the information for his homecoming, and we are going to be talking today about salvation. And there is a fellow sister that watches our broadcast ever so often. She is from the UK, and there's things that's going on in her life and family that, you know, I just feel like, you know, has just got me thinking of doing a message of salvation. And so I'm going to preach on salvation, and we're just going to have some fun today. Just walk through verses, and I pray and hope that this will be a blessing to you all watching. I pray and hope that this will be an impact, because we need to win souls. Amen. We are called to go out and preach the gospel to every creature. And it's our Lord's heart's desire for people to be saved. Amen. So with that said, if you have your King James Bibles with you, if you can turn with me to Luke chapter 19, verse 10. Alright, Luke 19, verse 10. Find it here. Here we go. It says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Without Jesus Christ, we are lost sinners on our way to hell. We need Jesus Christ. We need to put our faith and trust in Him. We need to have a relationship with Him. Amen. And so, the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which is lost. And even today, our Lord's heart's desire is to see people saved. To see people saved, but for people to accept Him, to love Him, and to have a relationship with Him. Amen? That's how great our God is. Our God is so great. He wants a relationship with you. Sorry about that. And so, with that said, if you could turn with me to John chapter 6, verse 44. And it says, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day." So we see from Scripture that God that draws people to His Son. Amen? So it's not a forceful thing. It's a willing thing. God is waiting and wanting to draw you near to Jesus Christ. But are you willing to accept that? Are you willing to go before God and say, "God, I need Your Son. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I did. I know what I did was wrong. And I'm a sinner. And I need a Savior." People need to be willing. People need to be willing to accept the Lord Jesus Christ on their own free will. See, God's not going to force you. God gave us free will. Amen? So, with that said, when I had mentioned about how without Christ, without Jesus Christ, we are lost sinners on our way to hell. And so, I'm sure a lot of you would probably want to be in heaven and not in hell. But I have good news for you. The good news is that Jesus Christ died. He died so that you may have eternal life. But what He wants you to do is accept Him and believe in your heart that He is who He says He is. Amen? And so, here's the thing. I'm going to give you scripture as to why we need Jesus Christ. Okay? Romans chapter 3, verse 23. It says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." It doesn't matter if you're a non-believer or a believer. We all have sinned and we've all fallen short in some way, shape, or form. To the believer, here's the encouragement. You need to repent of your sins. Why? Because we have an advocate with the Father. That's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our advocate. Okay? For the non-believer, to encourage you is that if you sin, today's the day of salvation. Today is if you want to know for sure, if you want to go to heaven, today, you can settle that right now. You can settle that today. You don't have to wait. Matter of fact, you may not want to wait, because tomorrow might be too late. Amen? So, in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20, it says, "For there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Okay? That means there is no one on this planet that is perfect. There's not anyone here that is sinless. By the way, there's only one person that was ever sinless and that was perfect. You know who that was? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was the only one who is perfect and without sin. Amen? However, we have a fallen nature because of this dirty, rotten flesh. Amen? This dirty, rotten flesh. And eventually, we won't have to live in this flesh anymore. Amen? So, Isaiah 64:6, it says, But we are all as an unclean thing, and all of our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we do all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Okay? If you're here today thinking that you're righteous, and you're perfect, and you're all that, think again. Your righteousness are as filthy rags to God. If there's any spot of good righteousness within me, let me tell you what, that is not my righteousness. That is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Amen? And so, because it is the righteousness of Jesus Christ, it is His blood that washes and covers me, that I might be righteous, not on my own righteousness, but on the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and for what He did on the cross. Amen? So, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 9. Who can say, I have made my heart clean? I am pure from my sin? Here's the thing. Without the blood of Jesus Christ, you're not clean. The blood of bulls and goats won't cleanse you, but the blood of Jesus Christ will. Amen? So, we need to stop with the self-right. We all, even Christians, need to not have this self-righteous attitude. And I'll tell you something. There are times I've struggled with that. There are times, and I'll tell you what, I am just as dirty and rotten as anybody else. And I need Jesus Christ in my life. Why? Because I need Him to cleanse me and purify me. I need Him to keep me and preserve me. By the way, if God can preserve His Word, how much can He preserve you? Amen? So, without Jesus Christ, we are sinners on the way to hell. Okay? John chapter 3, verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John chapter 3, verse 18 through 19. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. In Luke chapter 13, verses 2 through 3, it says, and Jesus answering unto them, suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell ye, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Okay, Luke chapter 13, verses 4 through 5. Or those 18 upon whom the Tower of Siloam fell, and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell ye, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. I'm going to tell you something. Jesus Christ wants you to repent of your sin. For the non-believer, He wants you to repent of your sin and put your faith and trust in Him. Amen? That's what He wants. Okay? I'm going to tell you something. There is no one that's good, and we need Jesus Christ, because He is our Savior. Okay? He died not just for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. Amen? Now, there is good news. No one has to go to hell. Okay? Now, people have this thing is, you know, if God is such a loving God, why does He send people to hell? God doesn't send people to hell. We send ourselves there. You know why? Because of the choices that we make. But here's the good news. The good news is you don't have to be in hell. You can be home. You can go home when the Lord calls you home. You don't have to go to hell. God has given you a choice. Life and death. Blessing and cursing. Which one will you choose? Okay. John chapter 3 verses 15 through 17. It says that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Okay, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, it says, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, and not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen? It's not what Peter is saying is it's not God's will for any to perish, but for all to come into repentance. Amen? And that's what we need. That's what we need to be preaching is repentance, so that people might be saved by repenting of their sins and putting their faith and trust in God. Amen? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. It says, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Okay? So it is by grace through faith that you are saved. Amen? Grace through faith. Jesus Christ wants you to put your faith and trust in Him. Now, a lot of people might, there's some people that might ask, what must I do to be saved? Okay? That's a good question because we'll go through the scriptures here about that. Okay? John chapter 3, verse 3, it says, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In John chapter 3, verses 5 through 6, it says, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter in the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Okay? So, Jesus says that you need to be born again. Okay? That's what saved means. Saved means that you are born again. And how do you get born again? You repent of your sin. You ask God to forgive you of your sin. You ask the Lord to be the Lord and Savior of your life, to fill you with His Spirit. And I'm going to tell you something. Once you're born again, God fills you with His Spirit. And when God fills you with His Spirit, that is God sealing you until the day of redemption. And what that means is that when you're born again, you are sealed till you go home. Amen? Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be responded of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. In Acts 2:21, it says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts 16:31, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And Romans 10:9, it says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. So if you believe in, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus is who he says he is, you shall be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. It's all these things put together. Amen. They're inseparable. Amen. So, all re-saved of works. No, we are not saved of works. We're saved by grace through faith. And Titus chapter 3, verse 5. It says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Romans chapter 8, verses 24. For we are saved by hope that is seen is not, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? Amen. So we are saved by hope, not hope as in we hope to be saved, because we can have the assurance that we are saved, but hope is something that we look forward to. Amen. So, and if you could see it, what hope is there? Amen. There is no hope if you see it, because if you see it, you know it. Amen. Hope is faith. Faith is hope. When you become saved, you have to understand that it isn't your works. It's what Jesus Christ did for you on the cross. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ today, I want to encourage you that today is the day of salvation. Because tomorrow might be too late. Okay? In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, it says, where he saith, I heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. But now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Okay? Today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow might be too late. And let me tell you something. Jesus Christ so loves you. He suffered under scourging. Jesus Christ was scourged. He was mocked. He had his beard plucked. They're saying all kinds of false things against him. They shoved, they thrown a crown upon his head. And they made him carry his cross. And then when they got to Golgotha, which is a place of the skull, that's where they crucified him. Jesus Christ went through all that pain and suffering just to save you and me and all those who call upon him. He did that because he so loved the world that he so loved the world. Okay? John 3:16, very famous verse. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. You see, when people get baptized, baptism is it's a representation. Baptism, water baptism, the one that John the Baptist did, okay? Baptism is a profession of faith. And when we believers get baptized, when we get dunked into the water, we are crucified with Christ in our baptism. And when we're raised up, we are resurrected with Him in newness of life. Amen? And so, I want to encourage you today. I know this was kind of a very short lesson, but it's something that, you know, I wanted to just be an encouragement on. I know we went through this pretty quickly. But if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow might be too late. And I want to encourage you. Okay? God loves you. Okay? He does. He wants to have a relationship with you. And so, if you don't know the Lord today, if you want to get it settled, today is the day to get it settled. Amen. If you don't mind, I just want to take some time. I just want to take a little bit of time to pray. Just take a little bit to pray over this broadcast and all those who are watching. And then we'll close. And then we'll just sort of wrap it up, all right? So with that said, if you're watching, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Emmanuel. Lord, I come to you because, Lord, I just pray, Lord, for every single person that's watching, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you just reach out, Lord, to those who might be lost. Lord, you said that your word would not return void. And Lord, we pray, Lord, I just pray, Lord, for every single person who's watching. Pray, Lord, that you just reach out to those, Lord, that who are lost. Pray, Lord, that you will, I just pray, Lord, that you just have your way and will, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you just work in the hearts of the lost, Lord, whoever may come across this, Lord. And Lord, we thank you so much for your love and your mercy and grace, Lord. We lift this to you. We pray these things in your name. Amen. You know, the Lord loves you, and He wants you to be saved. If you ever need prayer, I'll be more than happy to pray for you. Okay? Be more than happy to pray for you. And, hey, listen, you know, I don't normally pray on my live broadcast, but I wanted to pray because, you know, I wanted to just let God do His thing with this. Amen. So anyways, I don't have anything else tonight. I love you. I appreciate you. Please keep me in prayer again. Keep me in prayer with my voice and my throat. Keep me in prayer for just the videos that will be launched out. And pray that God will take it and use it for His glory and for His honor. Amen. So anyways, that's about all I have. This is Pastor Brandon signing off. I love you guys. I'll see you next time. And also, don't forget, I think here next week or sometime, I think probably Monday, good Lord willing, Monday, I'm going to be continuing on with the sermon series, Shekinah Glory Exposed. So please keep me in prayer for that, and pray that God will just take it and use it and just have His way and will. Amen. So with that said, love you all. God bless you. You have a great night. Have a great weekend. Love you. Bye.